Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Number 40.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Yeah.
someone loves me. And I'm very happy, children, this morning to stand here and to tell you of someone that loves you too. And we sung who it was. It's Jesus. And how do we know that Jesus loves us? Because the Bible tells us so. And this is why it's so important, children, that we read the Bible. This is God's book. And the more we read it, the more we'll learn about the one who loves us. Now, this is a children's meeting, and I think it'd be quite in order if some little child, someone has a hymn they'd like to sing. We could perhaps sing one more hymn, if anyone has a favorite. Yes, dear? Number one. 41. Number 41. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing, children whose sins are all forgiven, though heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Number 41.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing, children whose sins are all forgiven, will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. In shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light, and joy that never fades, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. What brings them to that world above that ends so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love, how countless children there singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high. Because our Savior shed his blood to purge away their sin, now washed in that most precious blood, behold him white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Well, children, I have upon my heart to bring in a little what was mentioned during these meetings. I know that there was some truth brought out that is a little hard to understand. But there's a certain truth in God's Word that I have upon my heart that was brought out, and I'd like to bring it out in simple language that you can all understand. Now, it was mentioned yesterday afternoon about David and how he went to that brook and he chose those five smooth stones. Now, I don't need to tell you that story because I know you remember that story about David. And we know that David was a man after God's heart. We know that David loved the Lord. Oh, isn't it nice that others around us know that we love the Lord Jesus? Do you love the Lord Jesus? Is that true of each one of us here this morning? I think it'd be very nice then that others around would know that we love Him. And how are others going to know that we love the Lord Jesus? By just looking at us, by watching us, by listening to what we say, by looking to see where we go, by looking to see where we find our enjoyment. Oh, yes. Well, there was that evidence in the life of David that he loved the Lord. And there was that proof in his life that the Lord was with David. Oh, I like this, you know. Isn't it nice to know that the Lord will be with everyone who loves Him? Yes, He'll be with us, whether we're young or old. We sang that hymn, "Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing." Yes, that is true. Everyone who loves the Lord Jesus is a child of God. And as such, are children of God. Now, David, he chose those 5 smooth stones. What for? Oh, he was going forth to meet an enemy. He was going forth to meet the giant Goliath. And David, you know, he was just a young man. But you know, he went forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord was with David. And the Lord helped David to choose the right stones. Oh, children, you and I have an enemy. And you know, if we read God's word, He's going to help us to choose the right stones, the right verse of Scripture that will help us to get the victory over the enemy of our souls. Because it wasn't only David who had an enemy. Each one of us here this morning has an enemy. And this enemy of our souls would seek to rob us. If we know someone is going to come into our home to rob us, we take extra precaution to keep them outside the house. Why, we're careful to see that the windows are locked, the doors are shut and locked. Ah, yes, we don't want the enemy to come in. And so we guard and protect that which belongs to us. Well, now, David, he had an enemy. And this enemy was seeking to bring all the children of Israel into bondage to them. They were the Philistines. And these Philistines wanted the Israelites to be their slaves. Boys and girls, older ones, you and I have an enemy. And he's seeking to rob us. And he's seeking to bring us into bondage to him. Yes, to serve him. Oh, there's only one who is worthy for us to serve, and that's the one we sung about, the Lord Jesus. Do we want to serve Him? Well, David, he had those 5 smooth stones, and as we marked, he put them in that bag, and he only used one. And we know what David did as he went forth to meet that giant. He went forth in the name of the Lord of hosts. Why, when that giant looked at him and saw that young boy and he saw that sling, why, he mocked. He mocked. Yes. And you know, when we have the Word of God in our hands today, why, there are going to be those around us who are going to mock us too. Oh, I want to tell you, there is power in this book, in this Word. And you know, David had that stone that in the hand of David, and directed by the power of God, went direct to that giant's head, the only place where he could be defeated. And you know, today, the enemy of our souls is so wise, he is directing his stones against our head.
Oh, children, each one of us, we have a head. We have two eyes and two ears. We have a mouth and a tongue. And you know, the enemy is seeking to attack us in our weakest point. And if he can get us to look at something that is displeasing to the Lord, that is going to make us think bad thoughts, oh, he's begun to get the victory over us. Yes, he has. And so, David, when he threw that stone, he had one object. Yes, and that was to defeat the giant. And so the Lord directed that stone, and the giant fell. Now, the giant Philistines represented the enemy of Israel. Yes. He represented that enemy. Those who were seeking to bring the children of Israel into bondage and make them slaves. But David went forth against them. The children of Israel, with all their mighty men and their army, they were all afraid to go forth. Why were they afraid to go against Goliath? Because they were not trusting in the Lord. But David, he went forth to meet that giant. And children, he got the victory over that giant. He defeated the giant. Yes, he got the complete victory over that giant. And yet we know that he ran and he took that giant's own sword and cut off his head. Yes. Well, what a mighty man David was. He was one whom, when the people looked at him, they admired him. They admired him. You know, when the world looked at the Lord Jesus, perhaps were those who admired him when they saw the wonderful works that he did. But you know, there came a testing time. A testing time. And so in the life of David, there came a testing time. When those who saw David get the victory over that giant, they were tested. Now the Lord Jesus got the victory for us over our giant. I wonder if we've accepted him as our Savior. Oh, you children, you know the story. Perhaps you could tell it better than I can. Some weeks ago, I was in a certain city, and I was telling a story, and you know, the Word of God tells a story, and a little boy, why, he took up, he just interrupted, and he told me the story off by heart. He remembered the Scriptures, and he could tell me the whole story. Yes, word by word. And if I was to read it as I did, in the Word of God, it was word for word. He knew the story. He knew the story. Now you children, you know the story about David and Goliath. You know the story about the Lord Jesus. I wonder, is it just in your head or whether it's in your heart? If it's just in your head, when you go outside of this building, or perhaps before you get to the door, why, you have forgotten all about it. But if you love the Lord Jesus in your heart, oh, the Lord loves you, and he wants your heart. He wants your heart. And if he has your heart, he's going to have your feet too. Because where the heart is, why, the feet go along, you know. Oh, let it be proved then that we love the Lord Jesus. Now, the men of Israel, they sang praises to David. Yes, they did. But there came a testing time. And I want to read just a few verses in 1 Samuel chapter 22. Verses 1 and 2. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him.
and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. Now here, something has happened. David has got the complete victory over the enemies of Israel. He had killed the enemy's giant. He's got the victory. Now, what has happened between the 17th chapter and the 22nd chapter? What has happened in between? There has came a testing time. Because, you know, David had enemies. The one that fears the Lord has an enemy. And the enemy of our souls would seek to attack us. And so we know that the very ones that should have exalted David and received him, they were the ones that rejected him. King Saul, the one who, as a leader, should have gone forth against Goliath, was afraid, and David went for him and got the victory. That very man, with his spear or javelin, sought to kill David. Why? Because of jealousy. Yes, jealousy. Oh, children, jealousy is a cruel thing. Scripture says it's cruel as a grave. And you know that each one of us has that very nature in us that can be jealous. We have pride, you know. King Saul, he was proud of his position. And as a result, when he saw that the people were given more honor to David than to him, he was jealous. And he sought to kill David. And David had to flee for his life. Three times, Saul tried to kill David. The time came when David had to flee. He fled, yes. He was not wanted. Just think of it. Those people whom David loved, those people whom he got the victory for them and delivered them from the Philistine, those very people, he had to flee from them. Isn't that sad? And isn't it sad as we think of the Lord Jesus? He came into this world, and the very people that should have received him, the leaders of the Jews, they were the ones that said, "Let's kill him. Let's kill him." Why? Because of jealousy and envy in their heart. Oh, yes. So David, here in this chapter, he has to flee, and we find him in the cave of Adullam. He's not wanted. And so away he goes. He has to flee. Now, it says here, everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. Isn't that nice? There were those that loved David. And because they loved David, they saw that David was God's man, was the one whom the Lord had used to get the victory over their enemy. They weren't happy with the fact that David had to go and live in that cave. They weren't happy, no. It says everyone that was in distress and discontented. Oh, dear young people. These men, they were discontented. But they went to one who could comfort them and give them contentment. Are you discontented this morning with things around you? Are you discontented with this world? Oh, you know, we have a loving God. And if you love the Lord Jesus, my dear friends, and you're going on with the world, the enemies of Jesus, the Lord may have to bring sorrow and trouble into your life. And sometimes we've seen sorrow and trouble come into the lives of little children. Yes, little children have sorrow and trouble. And the Lord, in His wisdom, sees fit to bring that into your life to make you discontented with this world
that you might go to the Lord Jesus. He can do it if he chooses. Ah, yes. But he doesn't want to do it that way. But isn't it nice, these men here, they were discontented. They were in distress, yes. They felt it. Oh, dear friends, they felt it. That David was cast out. Do you and I feel it this morning, young and old? Do we feel in our own heart that the Lord Jesus is not wanted? He's not wanted. Oh, it's solemn to think that those who are friends of the world are the enemies of God. Are you taking your sides, dear children and older ones, with the enemies of the Lord Jesus? These men here, they left Saul, and they went to David, and he became their captain. Now, what is on my heart is in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but we'll read a few verses beginning from verse 16 of chapter 12, 1 Chronicles. And there came of the children of Benjamin, Judah, to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit with unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Notice the next verse. Then the Spirit came upon Amasiah, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David. Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. We'll stop there. Oh, you know, I love this. These men, they were not just ordinary men. They were mighty men. Some of them were captains in the army of Saul. But they were discontented. They were no longer happy to stay with Saul. No. Why? Because the one they loved was not wanted there in the city. David was not wanted. Oh, dear children. The Lord Jesus is not wanted in this world. He's not wanted. And you know, these men, they came to David. They went to where he was. Where was he? He was outside the city. He was in a cave, in the hole. Their hearts longed to be with David. And so as a result, it was not long before their feet take them right there. And there they come to David. Oh, yes. Have you come to the Lord Jesus this morning? Have you come to him? Do you love him? Oh, I want to tell you, he loves you. He loves you, and he longs for your company. Yes, he longs for your company. David, I'm sure, as he lived in that cave, he longed for the company of others. He longed for the company of those whom he loved and risked his life for. Yes, he longed for them. And these men, they loved David. And so they left Saul. They left the place of honor. Yes. And they went out to David. Oh, it cost them something. It cost them something. But I want to tell you, if you could have been there sometime later and asked those very men if they were sorry that they had suffered all that hardship for David, I'm sure they would have said no, 1,000 times no. then we're not sorry. You know, the Bible tells us if we suffer with Jesus, we're going to reign with Him. We're going to reign with Him. And where is the Lord Jesus today? Is He wanted? He's not wanted. In the very place where He should be wanted, in profession Christendom around us, those who take the name of God, those who mention the name of Jesus, He's not wanted. He's not wanted. These men, they loved David, and they went to him. Where is the Lord Jesus today? Oh, it tells us, and we had mentioned in our readings in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 13, let us therefore go forth unto him without the camp. Yes. Unto him. Who is that word? Him is Jesus. May I say this? That 13th chapter of Hebrews and the 13th verse has 13 words. And the middle word is Him. It's Jesus. Jesus, let's go forth unto Him. These men, they went forth to David. Why? Because they love Him. Do you love Jesus? You go where He is. And where is the Lord Jesus this morning? Where is He? Oh, you know, He's with those who love Him and that keep His word, yes. He says, where two or three are gathered together, my name, there am I in the midst. Oh, dear children and younger ones, is your enjoyment, you find your enjoyment in the company where the Lord Jesus is in the center, where He has His rightful place? Oh, these men, they went to David, and they said to him, thine are we, David. Isn't that nice? I like that. Thine are we, David. They belonged to David. He had won their heart. And so they were discontented and unhappy till they went to him. And I want to tell you, I'm sure those men, although they had to suffer with David, they were happy. They were happy. Are you happy this morning? You're not going to be happy in your life if you're not giving the Lord His rightful place in your heart. You're not going to be happy. And you won't have the Lord's blessing. Now these men, they were tested. They left the place of honor. And you know, reason might say, well, if I go where the Lord Jesus has given His rightful place, I'm going to lose my reputation. I may lose some of my friends. I may lose my advantages. Oh, children, let's not think in those words. Oh, these men, they went to David. Yes. All the players in the city was lost. They couldn't be happy there because David wasn't wanted. So they went to David. And now, it says here, that David went out to meet them. Oh, I like this. David went out to meet them. Oh, children, have you come to the Lord Jesus yet? I want to say this. If you go to Him, He'll come to you, yes. And He'll come right into your heart. Yes. He'll save you. Are you willing to do what these men did? They said to David, thine are we, David. Oh, children, have you yet said, thine am I, Lord Jesus? Are you willing to confess His name? Oh, you know, the 10th chapter of Romans, verse 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Oh, children, are you saved this morning? I can't see all the children in this room, but I'm sure all can hear my voice. And I would speak especially to the children this morning. Have you heard the voice of Jesus calling you? Have you come to Him? Have you confessed His name? Have you received Him as your Savior? Oh, I want to tell you, children, that in these 3 days' meetings, why, even though you're not saved, you can have a good time. You can enjoy the fellowship of others here. But I want to say this. If you do not accept the Lord Jesus, your Savior, that the day will come there will be no more conferences for you, no more happy times of fellowship with the Lord's people. Oh, there is joy and happiness in the presence of the Lord's people. Yes, there is. But if you haven't come to Jesus, the day is going to come when you're going to be separated from all you love. Yes. You're going to be separated from all who love you too. Yes. It's only the Christian that has a true love in their heart. And there's a day coming when the Lord will come for His own. And then, if you haven't accepted Him as your Savior, you're going to be left behind for judgment. You'll be left behind with those who hate the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's an awful day that's coming, children. And it's because we love you. We long you to know Jesus. It's because we have found joy in the presence of Jesus, dear young children and older ones. We long for you to have that joy too. Oh, these men, they came to David. Thine are we, David. You know, it's not enough just to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. It says, and believe in thine heart. These men believed in their heart, I'm sure, that David was the anointed of the Lord. Samuel had anointed David as God's representative or king over Israel. Yes. And by going to David, they owned that David was the Lord's anointed. Have you owned this morning that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God by coming to Him and accepting Him as your Savior? Thine are we, David. Oh, yes. They went to where David was. And what happened? It says David went out to meet them, and he said to them these words, if ye become to betray me to... We'll read that part. If ye become peacefully unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. In other words, if they ring in their heart, they wanted to be with David and to serve him, his heart would be knit with their hearts. Oh, dear children, is your heart knit with the Lord Jesus? I want to tell you, if you confess that you're His, through believing in Him, He'll come to live in your heart. Yes, the Spirit of God dwells in the hearts of everyone that loves Him. And it's because He dwells in our hearts that we have the power to resist the temptation. Oh, yes. Oh, dear children, come to Him. Own Him as your Savior. Own that you belong to Him. Now, these men, they not only confessed with their mouth, they said, thine are we, David. They went to where he was. Now the testing time is coming in the life of every one of us. Is there that testimony? Is there that proof in our life? By the fact that we're found where the Lord Jesus is and we belong to Him. Oh, it says, David, he received them. Yes. And so these men could say, thine are we, David. And David received them and made them captains. Yes, they were given a responsible position. They were made captains. They had something for committed to them to do. And you know, the Lord Jesus has something for children to do this morning. Oh, yes, He has something for children. He has something for young people. He has something for older children too. Yes, to do. David received them. He committed responsibility to them. Oh, we're not going to fulfill these responsibilities that belong to us if our heart is not knit with His heart. Oh, is your heart knit with the heart of Jesus this morning? Do you belong to Him? Now these men, there was that test that they belonged to David, they went to David. You remember back in the book of Exodus where Moses, after he had given them the law, after the law was committed to Moses, in Exodus 33, it says, when he came down from the mountain, what did he find? The people had said to Moses, all the Lord says we will do. Have you ever said that to the Lord Jesus? If you have, God is going to hold you to your word. And God held the children of Israel. And when Moses came down with the commandments, what they were to do, why, they were doing the very things that God didn't want them to do. They were doing the very things of which the law, which he had in his hand, told them not to do. They were worshiping a golden calf. Yes. And so David, or Moses, what did he say? He said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come stand with me. Who is on the Lord's side? And we know about 3,000 of the men of Levi, they went and they stood with Moses. They identified themselves with Moses. They stood by him. These men went to David. They identified themselves with David. May I ask you, dear children and older ones, who are you identified with this morning? Is it with the Lord Jesus? Are you on his side? Oh, I want to say, if you're on his side, you're going to be happy. You're going to reign with him. And the day came that after these men suffered many hardships, the day came when David received that which belonged to him, the kingdom. And he reigned. And those very men, they reigned with David. Oh, young people, do you want to reign with Jesus? If you do, you must come to him now. And you know it says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. No wise cast out. Now can we just turn to the 17th of John just for one moment. John chapter 17. And verse 11. This is the Lord Jesus praying to his Father. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Oh, isn't that nice? As you read through this whole chapter, what do you find? What is the theme of the whole chapter? It's the Father, and it's those whom the Father has given to his Son. Oh, isn't that nice? The whole theme is about you and I, whom the Father has given to his Son. But oh, dear children, the Father can't give you to his Son if you don't love his Son. No. If you don't receive him as your Savior, you're not his. No. But oh, if you're his, why, the Lord says, keep to thine own name. Oh, dear young people, if you and I are going to be kept true to the Lord Jesus in this world that hates him, we need to be in his presence. Keep to thine own name. This morning we're going to remember the Lord Jesus and his death. Oh, yes. Some of us are going to remember him and his death. And dear children, as you view those emblems on this morning, as you will see those emblems on the table, as you look at that loaf, I want you to remember that loaf is just a picture of the Lord Jesus giving his life for you. And that loaf on the table is a picture of the one body of which even children, as well as older ones, are all a member of that one body. Isn't that nice? Oh, if you belong to him, you're part of that one body. Now let's notice as we close another verse in this chapter, verse 24. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. All children, this is the prayer, the desire of Jesus. What is it? That those whom thou hast given me be with me. Oh, this is what satisfies the heart of Jesus. He wants his own to be with himself. And so he says, Father, I will. This is his desire. That those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Oh, as I close. Dear children, my heart is sad because I feel perhaps there may be some in this room who will not be with Jesus. Are you going to be with the Lord Jesus? I want to say you'll not be up there in heaven. You'll not sing that song of praise that we sung in our hymn. Around the throne of God in heaven where many children sing. You will not be there if you haven't confessed the Lord Jesus your Savior. Will you do it this morning? Will you tell someone that you belong to Jesus? Oh, I remember a father, and he got a little letter from his little daughter. His daughter had not yet learned to write, but she could print her name, and she could print certain words. And so this little girl wrote a letter to her father because her father was away, and father got the letter, and you know what it said? And it was printed in big letters, Daddy, we were told in Sunday school that the Lord Jesus was coming, and if we didn't receive him as our Savior, we'd be left behind. And Daddy, I've taken Jesus as my Savior. Oh, isn't that a wonderful message for a father to receive? Will you write a little letter like that to your father or mother? Perhaps you may be too shy. You may not be able to tell them with your lips. You just write them a little letter and tell them that you love Jesus. Oh, this will bring joy not only to the heart of Christian fathers and mothers, but it will bring joy to the heart of God, our Father in heaven. Oh, as I close, I just trust. There will be that evidence, that proof in our life that we belong to Jesus.